doing news.
Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are set to debate one-on-one for the first time Tuesday night. Their first of three debates takes place 5 weeks ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Biden has maintained about a 7 percentage point advantage over Mr. Trump in national polls for weeks. If he wins, Mr. Trump would be the third U.S. president in the last four decades to lose his bid for re-election. But the race is close in several key battleground states, meaning Mr. Trump could once again lose the popular vote, as he did in 2016 against Democrat Hillary Clinton, and still win the Electoral College vote to claim victory. There are estimates that 100 million Americans will watch the two presidential contenders square off for 90 minutes in the widely televised and live-streamed event. They will face questions from Fox News journalist Chris Wallace. As about 100 people watch in person, it will be the first time the two candidates have appeared together in this race. Wallace said he will pose questions on six topics: the candidates' records, the coronavirus pandemic, Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, the U.S. economy, the integrity of the election, and race and violence in U.S. cities. One late-breaking topic is also likely to come up: a New York Times report on Sunday that the billionaire Trump paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016, the year he ran for the presidency, and in 2017, his first year in office. The report detailed how Trump, who has often boasted of his business savvy, has written off hundreds of millions of dollars in business losses. Trump called the report totally fake news, but the Biden campaign on Sunday highlighted it to advance its contention that Trump is out of touch.